Salamat po. We will now proceed with the statements of the honorable chairpersons of the peace negotiation panels of both sides. So we'll start with Secretary Silvestre Bello III. Thank you.
Salamat, Ma'am Elizabeth Islatum, Special Envoy to the peace negotiation. Chief Political Consultant Manong Jo, my counterpart in the NDFP panel, Manong Louis, Manong Fidel.
Matanda lang. Bine-emphasize mo yung matanda sila.
May pitik eh, may pitik.
Ma'am Connie, Ma'am Asterio, Mr. Asterio Palima, and Manang Julie. Of course, to the other members of the NDFP panels. After almost half a decade of impasse in the formal peace negotiations, we have once more come together today to heed the call of our people for peace. No less than President Duterte has renewed our optimism in resuming the negotiations by bequeathing upon himself the weight of searching for peace with his declaration, and I quote, "The primary work of the president is to make peace with every group," end of the quote. Together with Presidential Advisor in the Peace Process, Secretary Duresa, I am honored to chair, for the second time, the GPH negotiating panel composed of committed peace workers. Most of them are already known to our NDF counterpart, as they are former members of the government panel, namely the Honorable former COMELEC Commissioner Rene Sarmiento, who negotiated and signed with me in 1998 the Comprehensive Agreement on Human Rights and International Humanitarian Law, now known as CARIL, and former Agrarian Reform Secretary Nani Braganza, who chaired our previous Reciprocal Working Committee on Social and Economic Reforms, and Attorney Angela Librado Trinidad, and my dear friend Attorney Antonio Arellano, who are all or both staunch advocates for reforms and for peace. The road to peace is long and oftentimes tumultuous, but nonetheless, it is the only virtuous way. It is not surprising, therefore, that our negotiations in the past decades have been difficult to the point of seemingly immovable discussions. We spent more time on procedures rather than on the substantive agenda before us. At times, our negotiations were more focused on what divided us rather than exploring possible common ground. Many times, both parties preferred to walk away than to find a way forward. But despite these difficulties, we always find our way back to the negotiating table. We can draw lessons from these experiences that should keep us going until we responsibly answer the call of our people for peace. One, there is no giving up in peace work, and peacemaking knows no limit. Two, we can never have a peace agreement if we do not talk. And lastly, it will take more than one party to make peace. Both parties have complied with the first two lessons by coming here today and assuming the stalled peace negotiations. Government is committed to the process, as what President Duterte declared. We have done what it takes to reopen negotiations, and I'm willing to walk an extra mile to achieve peace. What remains, therefore, to be accomplished is for both of us to complete the negotiations. I have high hopes that our discussion for the following days will be cordial and frank, but nevertheless exacting for our task at hand. I expect, however, that the parties are mindful of the correctness of our language in the discussion to ensure that we can implement any agreement we reach. I borrow the counsel of Confucius with regard to talking with correctness, and I quote, "If language is not correct, then what is said is not what is meant. And if what is said is not what is meant, then what ought to be done remains undone." In closing, may I deeply acknowledge the unwavering support of our peace process of the Royal Norwegian Government through State Minister Brende. Whose presence today is inspiring. The coming together of the negotiating parties to renew the peace process would not have been realized without the able facilitation and the disarming charm of Ambassador Elizabeth. Ambassador Elizabeth Slatom. Thank you. Let us start the work, and peace to all of us.
Thank you. You're making me blush. I will now.